So newly married couples are shunning the tradition of the honeymoon, Pinky. And they're going on holidays without each other in a bizarre new trend called solo moons or uni moons.
Why?
Okay, I've heard it all.
Got it together.
Heard it all. That's me.
Aren't you meant to enjoy each other's company? Isn't that actually the point, really?
That's what I would have thought. I can see all the benefits in going on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
shut
like...
Shut the door!
It's the only time when it's nearly guaranteed, like...
That's right.
Come on. So
I don't get it.
Solo moons, Pinky.
Pack your bags.
Yeah.
Supplies.
Have you guys heard about this?
No, I've never.
Solo moons? In fact, have you done anything instead of going on a honeymoon? Obviously, these kids these days are going on solo moons, uni moons, which is essentially just a holiday without your partner.
My whole life is solo moon. That's why I don't understand.
Solo
mum. Because I'm solo mum.
Yeah.
So I'll go on a trip on my ownsies. Mm.
Strangely, I was on a honeymoon, I did a solo moon, and then I was... on a uni moon.
And now your whole life's solo really, let's be honest.
Yeah. All this is, you know, going around on the Instagram and,
weird.
Crazy stuff.
I don't get it.
It's got nearly 1,500 mentions of people who are like, yay, we're on a solo moon, we're on a uni moon on Insta and all that.
Be yourself, obviously, in a relationship, marriage, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have your space.
Yep.
Be independent. All those things. But that doesn't mean you, like, you, I don't get it.
I'm drawing a blank on this as well, which coincidentally happened on my honeymoon. There were a few couples that did these solo moons and uni moons. It's just a weird name. Because of work commitments that one partner couldn't get out of.
Oh, that is so...
Isn't that the whole team...
Good luck. You can't get it together for your honeymoon.
But then again, maybe this is a good thing. You're not spending all this time together and you won't get sick of each other as quick.
Do that 10 years in, mate.
It sounds like a 10 years in kind of thing, doesn't it, Pinky? Like, I think we've spent way too much time together. Yeah. You go there, I go here. We'll see you back in a couple of weeks.
But I just kind of thought the whole point of being with someone is that you want to go and do fun things together.
In my mind, the idea of a honeymoon was to be dragged along wherever the wife wanted to go and do whatever she wanted to do.
There you go. That's why people are doing it, because it sounds so already beat up and miserable, like you don't even want to be there. What a bunch of fun you are.
Comments following the photos of uni moons and solo moons around.
Yes.
One guy's gone, I got married in October. I love my wife, but I also like the idea of a uni moon. And everyone else is saying the solo uni moon idea is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Uni moon is the stupidest thing ever. Really? Let's see how long this trend of marriages lasts.
Here's an idea. Don't get married.
Yeah.
There's another genius idea.
Triple M, who's this?
Good morning, guys. It's Bernie. How are you?
Bernie!
Have you been on a solo moon before, bud?
Yeah, just due to personal reasons of being single, I've been on a solo moon. And I tell you what, I couldn't keep my hands off myself.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast!